Begin Again, written by Mona Kasten, read by Jennifer Woodward.
White. I stared at the nameplate by the doorbell. Tilting my head, I lifted my finger, then hesitated. I clenched my hand into a fist. The drama of the last few days rushed through my head all over again. Weeks of fighting with my parents. 1,700 miles. A 24-hour drive. It was all behind me now. I'd arrived in Woods Hill 2 nights ago, crashing in a run-down hostel. For the first few hours, I'd fought the urge to turn back. But now things were clear, because I'd made it. I was here. Actually, things hadn't exactly started out as expected. Of course, I'd had a glimpse of my new home from a distance. It was like I already knew the mountains of Oregon, the endless forests, and even the university campus, thanks to the internet. Yesterday was freshman orientation on campus, and then I went to check out some apartments I'd found online. It turned out to be a waste of time, because they were all complete dumps. But I didn't care. I had arrived in Oregon. Freedom. It was the only thing that had kept me going these past few months. Now I could start my own life, do things the way I wanted. The past 19 years had been so damned suffocating. To my parents, appearances were everything. My hair was colored to fade into the perfect golden ombre, and I wore only the best labels, Chanel, Hermès, Saint Laurent. I could flash a charming smile practically at the touch of a button. I had to be perfect little daughter, or at least look the part. So that's why my first act as a college student had been to hit up the nearest beauty salon for a drastic cut in color. No more long blonde tresses. Now my cheeks were framed with unruly brown fringes. For the first time in years, I kept my own natural wave. Mom wouldn't have approved. Every time my short cropped hair tickled my cheeks, it reminded me that I was finally allowed to be me. It was my first step toward freedom, and even if it seems silly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?